Hello and welcome, I'm Drew Lord to Salford City Radio. Would you like to introduce yourself so our listeners know who you are?
Thanks, Jill. Yeah, so I'm Andrew Lord and I'm head of neighbourhood services for Onward Homes. And we're a social landlord and we manage sort of over 30,000 properties across the northwest, including a number in Salford, in particular in the Broughton area.
Sounds like a lot of accommodations, that, to me.
Yeah, quite a large organisation, and yeah, lots of properties across the whole of the region, really.
Well, how long have you worked for Onward Homes yourself?
Oh, good question. I've worked for the organisation for just over 7 years. So we were formerly known as Contour Homes. So I think a lot of the listeners might know us as Contour, but we merged to become Onward a few years ago. So yeah, just over 7 years.
So how do you differ from other soft types of housing that people might have, council housing and stuff?
Housing associations have sort of taken on a lot of the sort of former council stock and also built properties ourselves as well. So we manage a large proportion of the social housing stock available across the country, really. And
can I ask, Andrew, how do people become your tenants? How do people get into housing?
Yeah, good question. So all housing associations are slightly different, but for us, we work all of our lettings are done in conjunction with our local authority partners. So people contact the local authority and then they are either placed on the waiting list or use the choice-based letting systems that we have across all our local authority areas. Mm. So our properties get advertised via the local authority and they bid for properties and that way and sort of ranked in accordance to need normally and sort of availability and properties are then matched to individuals and then they come to us and then we'll do like the viewing and if people want the property, they sign up from that way. So we advertise the vast majority of ours get advertised through our local authority partners. Yes. So in this instance, through Salford City Council. Our core business is around letting residential properties. And as I said, we manage sort of over 30,000 properties across the region. But we're also involved in a few other sort of projects and initiatives, really. Things like a few sort of business centres, community centres, the odd commercial units. So we're involved in a few other things as well that supports our core business. And we've got one particular scheme, Spark Studios, that we manage with our partners Watson Homes over in Broughton. And it's a live work unit where you rent a one bedroom apartment, but also have access to business space as well, a ground floor office, meeting space, and a communal area as well. So it was one of the first sort of live work units schemes that were built in the northwest. And I think now more than ever, it's probably a really good option for people, whether you're just sort of thinking of starting your own business or you're a freelancer. Sort of living and working in the same same building, I guess, as we all know, is potentially sort of attractive proposition for people at the moment. Yeah. So yeah,
I think it's great because I've done a lot of working from home over the years. When you're working at home, in some ways, where you've not got a separate space, you've got no cut-off time, and I find that's one of the negatives of working from home.
Yeah.
So that opportunity sounds ideal in that, you know, there's a dividing line.
You're totally right, and I'm working currently from my kitchen, and there's definitely not a dividing line between where you're working and your private life at the moment. But yeah, sort of the scheme Spark Studios, absolutely, you get your separate one bedroom apartment and also the sort of office space that you'd use and the communal spaces as well for when you're doing your work. So yeah, I'm sure for some people out there, it'd be a really attractive place to live and work. Yeah,
I was looking at those statistics about what people will want to do when we get back to whatever normality is,
and yeah,
a huge number of people who don't want to go back to what they did before, the traveling into wherever, whether it was Manchester or wherever. They do want to work from home, or at least some of the days.
Yeah,
so that kind of accommodation sounds like it's might be something that might grow to me in the future, you know, as a potential if people are going to work more locally. And actually, I mean, it's great for the carbon footprint and everything, isn't it? When people aren't, there's less transport required and everything. It would change life, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I suppose if ever there was a time for live work units, I guess it's now, isn't it? And I think you're right. I think within our business, we've you know, people have been working a mixture of working from home and on site and not much in the office. And I think yeah, so generally both our business and across our sector, I think we'll probably move towards longer term, a bit more of a flexible model where you work from home a bit, maybe sometimes from the office, and then obviously on schemes and sites when you need to. So I think definitely that flexibility is here to stay, I would imagine.
I agree. And I think it's probably good that the mix of the two, because I think where some people have struggled, where they've been at home, where they've not got the facilities for a start. So if you've not got facilities, or even your chair, you've not got the right computer chair, you start suffering aches and pains if you're trying to use your normal lounge furniture to do your job. But I think actually connecting with people on a physical level, I think we all still need a bit of that.
Yeah.
We need a lot of it, but it's nice. That's what people kind of miss to some degree when they're not going out to work. So a bit of both is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where can people find more information?
The Spark Studio scheme, it's located on Great Clue Street in Broughton. So it's a really good location. You're close to Media City, to the universities, to everything that's going on in Salford and also sort of Manchester city centre. So it's a really good location and lots going on in Broughton. And we've got a few units available now at the moment. It's a Grade 2 listed building as well, so quite an attractive building. And you benefit from 24-hour access, free parking on site, high-speed Wi-Fi. Also, there's hopefully a number of like-minded businesses might be sort of under the same roof as well, so there could be sort of business and networking opportunities there. So it's a really good facility, both location-wise, affordable as well. So the units are £799 per calendar month, and we've got sort of flexible arrangements that we're happy to discuss with you. So we think it's quite an affordable option for some people as well. And there's other potential opportunities there around sort of hot desking and virtual tenancies and sort of using the address as well. So there's other options. So I'd be really delighted if people who are interested wants to give us a call, and we could sort of talk through a bit more about what the scheme offers. And if you go to the website, which is www.thesparkstudio.co.uk, it'll give you a bit more information about the scheme and what it looks like, and there's pictures on there, etc. And if you want to sort of contact our partners at Watson Homes as well to discuss it further or to have a look round the units, then you're welcome to do so. Contact Abby at Watson Homes. The number's 0161 241 8787. All the details are on the website.
Thanks very much for telling us about that today, Andrew.
Thanks, John.